This is the home of Jerry's Percentages.
I had the time of my life when Quebec City lost the Nordiques.
Shut up and drive.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
Leafs back in action tonight. New Jersey's in town.
I have a question for you regarding your health. You might have surgery this Friday. Are you going full Joe from the Bridge and taking 6 weeks off?
6 weeks. It was 3 months.
Months with a high ankle sprain.
Nine.
Are you serious?
Joe from the Bridge called up Gino Retta. Gino Retta, who's been at TSN
30 years,
the face and voice of that soggy. Joe from the Bridge, I'm sure his idol is Gino.
Yeah.
And he's lucky enough to work with Gino. Gino's taken him under his wing, gave him a job, given him security. And Joe from the Bridge has a high ankle sprain, and he calls up Gino and says, mark
can't
off March, April, and May. I'll see you in June. I'm off for 3 months.
Joe from the Bridge, him and baby. I can't go to their wedding if this is true.
12 weeks.
12 weeks for a high ankle sprain. So if and when I have surgery, I'm going to miss a day anyway. I'm hoping I can get back. I don't want to miss time. It's too fun getting in here, man. The Leafs are rolling.
The wraps are starting up.
You've got MLB playoffs. The NFL has been a fascinating soap opera to track. Like it always is, but it seems like this year's kind of on a different level. You've got different Trump sound bites coming out all the time.
Man, he is something else's character.
He continues to double down, but you expect it from him. But when you actually laid out the storylines from the NFL yesterday, because I tracked it all weekend, but I didn't realize how absolutely crazy it was. Because you're right, like, we didn't even talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Craziest week five in history. There's no chance there's been a crazier week five than that. Because you're right, Aaron Rodgers went legend against the Cowboys.
Not even talked about.
Cowboys and the Packers are two of the three or four most popular teams in pro sports.
Yeah.
They are massively popular, and they're huge up here. There's a ton of Packers fans. Ton of Cowboys fans.
The injuries, everything was ahead of it.
Like Jerry Jones, Roethlisberger's comments,
the coke snorting coach.
Well, that guy really took it to a different level. Like that could have been an off season story, and we would have dragged that out for like 2 weeks. I guess the girl who outed him was on the Lebatard show today, and I guess this was always her plan, but she warned that this is just the tip of the iceberg. Like, she's got more on this guy. Really? I don't know what else can come out or what else she's got in store. But it sounds like she's got a couple of bullets in the chamber. So maybe more video, maybe pictures, maybe text messages.
She's ruined his life anyways. What does it matter? Like,
well, he ruined his life, let's be honest.
You're right. I'm saying he ruined his life, but she
facilitated. What the hell could she have on that character? Worse than what she just posted.
Video of him in acts, like sexual acts. You never know.
Like, what if he's on camera and he's just having himself a weekend and it's the back end of it and she's got him videotaped talking about players. Roger Goodell or talking about one of the players or...
Or maybe getting racial or something because she did, you know, that was part of the reason why she's... released it was the injustice. Maybe you never know. I don't want to speculate.
Who knows what she's got? And maybe she's lying. Maybe she doesn't have anything.
I talked to an athlete once that made a lot of cake, and he said he caught somebody trying to take a picture of him naked after a night out.
Really?
So that's what sometimes can happen to athletes. You get caught, like Jagger. He was passed out in that girl's bed. Yeah. Oh, there's a little selfie.
Julian.
Then it's a phone call. Give me some money, or this is going to go... Yeah, but he was like, piss off, I don't care.
Yeah, the best part is he was like, yeah, go to hell, I'm single. And it was actually, she was the girlfriend of like a young pro hockey player, too. That backfired big time on her.
She was pretty young, too. I think that
she was like 21 or something.
she was early 20s.
Barely legal.
old Jeremy Jagger was getting after it over in the Czech Republic.
Even Julian Edelman. So what? Remember? You're single and you...
I don't care. Do whatever you want. They're all adults. I don't care what you do.
Edelman. Remember that one on Instagram was like, I just whatever banged him. Picture of him passed out in the bed.
I don't think Julian was too worried about it.
No, I mean, if these guys are
I think Julian Edelman's dating some supermodel now.
He is a monster.
I think he's... Who's he dating? I can't remember.
That team has a team of monsters with Gronk and Brady.
Yeah, Brady's obviously married to Giselle.
Gronk's single, isn't he? Or
Gronk,
is he
as far as I know, is single. He doesn't sound like he wants to get out of that game. He's more than happy to be single. And Edelman, I believe, is dating some supermodel.
Wow. Interesting.
So... Not a bad little rotation up there in New England.
No.
Leafs Devils tonight. Trap game 101. That's what people are convinced of. But you guys both said you think it's going to be a blowout tonight.
I concurred with, though, because of how well they played.
Really great analysis by me, though. I think it's going to be a blowout because they've been getting bombed in Toronto for 2 days. That's my analysis.
That New Jersey's been up here for a couple of days and they're not going to be feeling well. Here's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. What are your expectations tonight, Ray?
Well, I didn't know they'd been there a couple of days. Always dangerous when players are anywhere for too long. I would say, if along those lines, Ottawa got to Vancouver on Sunday. They won in overtime last night. They're still here until Thursday afternoon.
What?
They play Friday in Calgary.
The Roxy probably just closed.
I have Flames on Friday.
Hammer the Flames.
I had the same trip. We had Vancouver and then 4 days before we went to Colorado. It was honestly the greatest 4 days of my life.
And how did the Colorado game go?
I think we pulled it out.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what it is, Ray. It's guilt.
Oh, remember that you'd get a couple extra days in L.A.?
Yeah.
And you're like, man, we better not poop the bed here.
Yeah.
Because we'll never get out here again like this.
Ray, I had the classic stupid rookie. It was my rookie year. We went into Colorado. We were winning 4-1 after 2. And right before we go out for the third period, I thought I would step up with a veteran line. I go... Like, they got Forsberg, Sakic, and Kaminsky, and I go, guys, let's not hang the goaltender out to dry in the third. And the guys were looking at me, and I'm like, what? Let's not hang the goal. And sure enough, it was 4-3 in 3 minutes, and we hung on to win. I never, ever said anything like that again.
We went one time, the Rangers took us to Vail 3 days before a game. We were racing around snowmobiles and doing all kinds of other, you know, crazy stuff. It was like it was an awesome trip. So we play in Colorado on a Sunday afternoon, probably around that same time, Forsberg, Sakic, and those guys. After the first period, they're up like 3-0, and they've just totally dominated us. We can't even move. And Messier says to Glenn Healy, who's our goalie, hey, Heels, you better be big today. In other words, we got nothing, pal, so you're going to be pelted in there.
It's like it's everywhere because you look at the start of the season, you circle certain cities and you're like, oh, there's a chance we could be there for 3 days. And then you plan the rookie party around it. Maybe if it's not early enough, like a lot of times the rookie party is what, January, February?
Yeah, you got to let guys settle in before you really tax them.
Exactly, and get on them. And we had the same situation twice in my career. Once in St. Louis, we were there for 3 or 4 days, and we barely escaped with our lives. And then Chicago did us in. We had a rookie dinner. We got in Sunday, didn't play till Tuesday, and then stayed the night. And we were lucky. I mean, we got smoked, but the rookie dinner was outstanding, and the police didn't have to show up, so it was all right.
How about when you peruse your schedule right away?
Exactly.
There's, you know, everybody's looking for something different, but you're like, oh, look at that, 4 days. That is solid.
I love the hero comment from a rookie when that was back in the day, mid-90s. There were a lot of vets probably on those teams. And like at what age and how many games did you have to play before you felt comfortable giving the rah-rah speech?
Well, not your rookie year, that's for sure.
Yeah, you didn't say a peep.
I got, back in the day when you were still getting initiated slash shaved, we were playing the Islanders. We were all a bunch of young guys with the Whalers, but we had like half the team was really like older guys on their kind of their last legs. And the Islanders still had Trache and Bossy and Potvin, and we ended up losing, and I said something in it. I scored, and I said something in an interview after, like, you know, I mean, it's tough to match their experience, but, you know, look at their young guys, take our young guys, I'll take our team any day. I didn't think it was a bad comment. Next day I came into the room, and there was a black taped X over my stall. And I'm like, oh, that can't be good. And about four guys walk by and said, oh, you like the rookie, you like the young guys better than the old guys, eh? And I'm like, I am dead.
Yeah.
And by the end of practice, I didn't have much hair left on my body, and things didn't really turn out very well for me.
Back then,
the
people
old
got
guys.
Shaved.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Like, I mean, I would welcome that now, actually, like, you know, a little trim here or there. But, like, back then, they're like, God, we're going to shave you head to toe.
I had nothing, man. I had to pay $15,000 for dinner. Had to sing a song, and that was it. Nothing.
Guys, they taped my legs like a barbershop pole, and they put Nair all over my legs. So when you took the tape off, I had a barbershop pole of hair.
That's awesome.
It was fantastic. My girlfriend was coming down. I was really pumped.
At least they were creative. At least they were creative. Like,
that's got to be a real turn-on, though, for the girlfriend.
Oh, she loved seeing me with half a head of hair before I could get to the barber and get the rest of it shaved off.
Yeah, not what you're looking for, I would
Did they at least
suggest.
Leave your stash? What if they cut half of your stash off?
They did do that. They didn't leave half. They kind of like just sort of... They're like, they were nice. Don't move. We're going to shave your mustache off.
Don't move.
Oh, thanks.
With a butter knife.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, they weren't exactly going to the triple-edge blade either.
Leafs Devils tonight. These guys, again, predicting Leafs are going to come out and perform. The Devils are an interesting team because they weren't very good last year. They won the lottery. They move up and take Nico. He's off to a good start. They've become a very young team almost overnight. They got a very good goaltender. Do you think they've got a shot at being this year's Maple Leafs or this year's Columbus? Or
not that high. You know, I don't think that big a shock, but I think they're going to take a real step. I think they're on the right road. You know, you mentioned they got young, they got... You know, they're trying to get more skilled. The problem with trying to get more skilled is you can't find the guys as fast as you would like to find them. I had to go do a little research on what a Jesper Bratt is. And, you know, he's sixth-round pick in 2016. He's the youngest teenager, the lowest draft pick teenager in the NHL in 20 years. And he's off to a terrific start. He looks like a really smart player, good hands. But all of this is new for most of their players. I don't think they're going to get train wrecked tonight. But this is a game where Toronto should win. And you know what? We're going to say that a lot this year. It's a game Toronto should win.
Yeah.
How does that guy make that team, though? He's like, he was a sixth-round draft pick. Like, usually it's like 4 years ago. Last year. He was their sixth-round pick last year.
What a step he must have, you know, taken since he was drafted. I don't, you know, I'd like to get the story of, you know, why he, you know, if he's good enough to be in the NHL now, how did he last till the sixth round then?
Well, that's what the scouting meetings must be. It'd be like, oh, great job, but what the hell's wrong with 4, 5, 3, 2, and 1?
Right.
Well, you know, Philadelphia's got this defenseman. They signed him as a free agent at the end of development camp last year, Philippe Myers.
Yeah.
He got hurt at the World Junior Tournament.
And he was great at the juniors, too.
Remember how good he was and how big he is?
Yeah.
And I asked Ron Hextall, I'm like, how the hell did 30 teams go 7 rounds and nobody drafted him? He said, well, what we did after we signed him in our scouting meetings, we said, how did we miss him 7 times? And he's like, it's not to give anybody... You know, to call anybody out, it's like, what are we doing wrong that we didn't notice a 6'7" defenseman that can skate?
Yeah.
And I'm sure, just like teams are going to do with this Bratt, if he continues to play this well, they're going to go, well, how did we miss him? He was drafted in the sixth round. So that means 150 players minimum went in front of him.
I'll tell you what, Ray. I mean, Toronto did it here. They're like, we want Hunter. We're going to pay him. We're going to do whatever. If I was a general manager or owner, I would... Any quality scout out there, I'd be like, what do you make? I'll double it. I'll triple it. Like, it's just so important.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And now, because you're locked in cap-wise, it becomes even more important. And so if you have any resources, what you can spend it on scouting, just think, half of the Leafs' defense in the last game was a result of what their pro scouts did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like so you know, where you might have skimped in the past... Man, you can't anymore. Like, what if you find a player who's 24, 25 years old, he comes over, you get him at a relatively decent price because they're older, they've been in Europe, and what if Borgman and Rosen turn out to be real players, and now they got Zaitsev? It's half a defense that they didn't spend one draft pick on.
Even the East Coast League, Ray, I'm convinced that if you had a team of people that just scoured the East Coast League, I just think once in a while you could find a guy that's never got an opportunity that can play.
Well, we probably will get into it at some point, but Alex Burrows gets a standing ovation last night. That guy played in the East Coast League. Like he
played
in
four teams in the East Coast League.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what he must have been thinking as he's going from the Greensville growl with three R's to wherever else he went? He told us yesterday that His dream was to play one game. And then he got the one game, and he's like, I hope I can stay.
Yeah.
Like, he somehow fought his way. Now it's 12 years.
Yeah, and 800-plus games later.
There are guys, you know, my son's in Iowa in the American League. I watch the games, and I'm like, holy crap, there's lots of good players, man. Yeah. And there's the margin is minimal, to your point, about... There's got to be somebody that just has fallen through the cracks somewhere that is good enough to move to the next level for sure.
Well, the one thing I would say about that, and maybe it even accentuates that point, is that the game has changed so much where you don't have one or two guys taking up spots on big league rosters who are playing 4 minutes a night and just fighting.
Right.
So, you know, historically, there were so many skilled guys in the AHL because maybe they couldn't make the top six in the NHL, but they definitely couldn't be on the bottom six because they couldn't check and they didn't fight and they didn't hit and they weren't 6'4", 220. That doesn't really exist anymore. You can have a guy like Connor Brown is 6 feet, 165 pounds.
Yeah.
And he's on the fourth line.
Well, I'll go you one better on that. So 2 years ago, Montreal trades 2 second-round picks to Chicago for Andrew Shaw. And Chicago takes Alex DeBrincat, who is 5 foot, I don't know what, 155 pounds. Remember when Borgman hit him the other night?
Yeah.
In the corner, he went over top of him like a speed bump. And he scored last night in Montreal, his first NHL goal. He's playing on their third line. He would have never had an opportunity 10 years ago, 12 years ago. They wouldn't even have considered him. Certainly not with a second-round pick.
Well, and after that Borgman hit 20 years ago, they'd say, that's why he's going to get killed. They wouldn't even let him score the next night.
Yeah. No, because they would have had to get a bigger guy back in there.
Right. They would have said, we're being intimidated. We can't do it.
You know what's funny about that? He came back to the bench, and everybody's like, I had to go cat, way to draw the penalty. And I could see in his brain, like, draw the penalty. That guy just, like, killed me.
Yeah. Trip me next time.
I didn't draw anything.
Yeah, I'll take a hook.
He could shoot the puck.
He's a good player.
Like that goal last night was a legit, like, NHL shot, beating Carey Price. There was a touch of a screen, but still, he can bring it.
How about those Canadians? Ooh. Still can't score.
Man, yeah.
they aren't going to score.
They look brutal. Like, yeah, I know they're racking up shots, and that in 2017, all you got to do is convince people that you're getting shots, so that means you're playing well.
Whenever me and Jamie are talking about something bad, he makes kind of a yucky face. He goes... That's what I did when I was watching. It was just...
I do the Jerome McGinley, like, it's like you're sucking on a lemon, the lemon juice face.
Yeah, he does a little head shake.
Yeah, they're not good, man.
They're not good. It's, well, I don't know what the hell is wrong with
Galchenyuk. On the fourth line again?
Well, what's that?
He was terrible last night.
That's true, but it's a,
no,
now
but
that's
I mean,
a
like,
side
eventually
show.
It's on him to produce something.
Right. Or just play better than that.
Yes. You know what? You're right. So they're, I guess it's like, you know, coaches aren't, you know, people think coaches are out to screw certain guys. Coaches like to win.
Brian.
And so if you play well, they'll find a place for you.
Ray, Brian, tell Ray my classic line.
I don't know. What's your classic line?
I've never seen a guy.
Since when do you have a classic line?
What's my go-to line about a guy being benched?
What a classic line.
Oh, you've never seen a coach bench a guy for playing too well?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're not playing, there's a reason. Coaches, all they want to do is win.
What's my classic line?
You've got 100 of them all.
You do have a lot of good
lines. Actually, by the way,
lines.
One of your classic lines you used yesterday about the coach, the line coach that was doing coke, and what's the line? The guy blew all his money, or blew a lot of his money on hookers and blow, and then he wasted
the rest.
The rest
was on stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Spent $2 million on hookers and blow. The rest was on stupid stuff.
So I'm going to vote that as your classic line, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's a world-renowned, that's a more international line. That can really speak to people all over the
It really
globe.
Resonates.
Yeah, really resonates, but yeah, I'll say this about the Habs. I mean, they're off until Saturday, so they are 1-3. They've got a few days off. If the Leafs win tonight, the Leafs are 4-0. Could you imagine what people in Montreal are going to be talking about if the Leafs roll in there on Saturday night at 4-0, the Habs are at 1-3, and 5 games into the season, the Leafs have an opportunity to establish an 8-point buffer, 5 games in. They could be up 8 points. If the Leafs win tonight and then in regulation on Saturday, they'll be 8 points up on the Habs.
Well, and they have broken the Jobu curse.
Big time. Like, if they actually beat Montreal, because they haven't been able to do that in years.
Well, okay, so, and one thing just to pump the brakes a bit on that, on stuff, too, is like, wasn't Montreal, like, 12-1 last year or something or other?
Yep. Yeah.
And then eventually, you know, things come back and get leveled out and... That game Saturday would be in the press, guaranteed. This is a must win. October the 14th is a must win for them.
Ray, do you like any of the teams? Like, do you have a favorite team, or it's just your job and you don't really care?
You mean to cheer for?
Yeah.
I cheer for goals. I cheer for. So the teams I'm liking right now, I love Toronto. Love to watch them play. I really like Tampa Bay. I think Tampa's good. I think they're a dangerous team.
So
I don't think Chicago's defense is very good, but I always kind of like the way they play. But as far as who wins, I could care less.
So you don't
like
one
me,
team.
Ray. You're like me, Ray. Like I love players. There's certain players I love.
I'm getting to something else,
okay,
though.
I'm going
to Montreal on Saturday. And I bought an Austin Matthews jersey. Do I wear that to the game, or is that so offside?
Now, no. I mean, you realize you are a professional, right?
So I'm not wearing the jersey?
No.
All right.
No. I mean, what are you going to do, wear it to the game and then wear it out after?
I guess. I don't know
and
what the hell
somebody
jersey
goes,
guy
hey, Austin.
That's what they do. Jersey guy goes right from the game right to the pub.
Yeah.
Right to the bar and is rocking the jersey all night. You can't store it somewhere. You can't leave it anywhere.
Okay, here's what I'll say, and this is because, you're on a different level. You played. You're in the media and that. Let's say you do wear an Austin Matthews jersey and you decide to go to a nice steakhouse after Gibson's or something like that. Gibby's.
You can't do it.
No. And you run into Mark Bergevin, who you know socially.
You're right.
And you're standing there.
You're right.
Hi, Bergie. Hi, how are
yeah.
you? And you're like,
Bergie, you want to have a drink?
How and awkward.
Then...
Or say you run into Shanny and Lou. And you're like, hey,
you're
guys,
right.
how
you're
you
right.
doing?
I, like, should I return it?
I'm not
no,
even thinking about
it
from that it. Standpoint. I'm thinking about the emotion in that building.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah.
I think if you walk down an aisle with a Matthews jersey, there's a good chance someone will try to pick a fight with you. It happens at the Bell Center all the time, Leafs Habs games. I have friends that have been there in Leaf jerseys, yeah. and it starts up, and next thing you know, they're outside, and the dust-up begins.
The dust-up.
Could you imagine a mugshot in Montreal? The O-Dog gets arrested with a Matthews jersey on because he got
hair
suckered
everywhere.
Into a fight
he's got a black
somehow.
Eye and...
That would be a great move for the career.
Just battling a grit grinder in a Habs jersey with his barrel hanging out.
Did you guys see, I'll send you the text because I don't remember what or the tweet, I don't remember where it came from, the two boys going at it in the men's league game.
Yes, in Quebec.
They're monsters.
Oh, outstanding. That guy's boilers hanging out of his jersey, and he's throwing them.
That guy has not bent his knees in a decade.
He hasn't seen his knees in a decade.
I haven't seen this.
You haven't seen this fight?
I haven't seen it. Somebody's going to send it to me on Twitter.
It's off the draw at center, and they drop the gloves before puck drop.
Just go on YouTube and type in Giants Fight in Beer League.
You'll find it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're throwing, man. I'll give them that.
Yeah, there's not a few love taps in there. And you're like, I assume those guys got to go to work today.
Yeah.
I've never quite understood that. But it was a hell of a good-looking fight.
Someone texting in saying you should wear the alumni jacket to the game in Montreal.
No, that's the same. Like,
No, it's not.
Then you're not trying to be something else. You're just the O-Dog.
Yeah, you're the
alumni. Like, this is my jacket, man.
I think I might just keep it cash.
That might be a better choice, but the alumni jacket, I like it. I like that better than the jersey.
I think I found the line that you're actually known for. You guys want to hear it?
Is there ketchup on that?
Let's be honest. That's your line.
That's your classic line.
And Ray, you were right beside him for the spawning of one of
the highlights of my television career.
It should be.
Never mind 7 million people watching the World Junior game. That's okay. That was fun. That was awesome.
Is there ketchup on that?
But to hear that up close with the passion and the need of it.
Oh, the curiosity, Ray. God, he wanted ketchup on that burger.
Like, you had a growl on so bad because I was sitting in the back panel. Remember, he was like, where's the food?
Yeah, that was my first comment.
Was it? Yeah, that was the first time you were on the air live.
That's right.
And Duffy, who, by the way, we should give props to working while injured.
Yes, I worked with him last night. He's really...
Jeff Finger.
What happened to him?
I heard his fingers playing, not flag football this time, touch football.
Yeah. Touch football.
Really?
Broken finger.
Uh-oh.
Banged up.
You know what I would do for a broken finger? I keep playing this game with my wife because my knee's all mashed up, right? So I can't do anything. So my poor wife, she's running around, she's driving me places, and the second she says, oh, I got to do this, I'd say... You know what I would do to be able to do that right now?
And like, I've got one worse. One of my best friends is having an engagement party, and his fiance is like big into fashion, and it's a big night. It's at a really ritzy hotel. He busted his ankle playing men's league hockey on Sunday.
Wow!
And everybody hates him because this guy's all the pictures he's got.
He's got like a cast on or something? Yeah, you're done.
He ruined it.
How about
the compassion? The guy's hobbled for the next 2 months. Yeah, you're ruining the pictures at the engagement party.
Right.
Yeah, that's what he says. Like, I want this.
He should have known better. How could he be so selfish?
But Hayes, by you, seriously, what a nice guy. I'm sure she really buys that too, eh?
I know. I got to smarten up. Like, it's getting ridiculous. I'm such a pain in the ass for everyone, and I'm trying to keep it to myself, but...
You'll be all right.
I can't do it. I'll be okay, Ray. Anyway.
I've not met your wife, but I feel sorry for her.
Yeah, she's a saint. Like most wives.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it. No. I don't know why they do it. I got to be honest with
you. That's the better question. Not how, but why. Anyway, enjoy, buddy. We'll do it again tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Talk to you then. Later, guys.
Here's Ray Ferraro, our hockey analyst, joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Check out the new 2018s and get rates starting at 0%, plus receive $5,000 in Aeroplan miles with every purchase. MapleToyota.com. Geraldo, Jerry. Jerry's percentages next.
You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
Jerry's back. Tell a friend.
No, keep the booing.
Are we having fun yet?
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
It's Jerry. Jerry.
All right, Jerry's percentages is brought to you by BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, from two people to 300. Let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking for you. Go to 942 the Queensway. 942 on the Queensway. The website is bestpc.ca. So we know the way this works. Jerry checks in every Wednesday around this time with a bunch of hot takes. This afternoon, I believe they are scorching, and we will place a percentage on the likelihood of them actually happening. You guys ready?
Ready to rock.
Ready to rock.
Ben Roethlisberger will go Lloyd Christmas this weekend and totally redeem himself. And the Steelers will hand the Chiefs the first loss of the season.
That's a big take. I mean, Big Ben coming off five picks at home against the Jags. And now Jerry's saying he'll redeem himself and the Steelers are going to beat the Chiefs in Kansas City.
I'm going to say 15%. Steelers are a bit of a mess, and I think all the stuff inside the locker room, with whether it be the anthems and which guy went out there, there's issues, and it doesn't look good. 15%.
I'm the other way. I think he's gonna Lloyd Christmas himself. This guy probably has a little bit of remorse of what his comments were. He's going to gather himself this week and be a rock star on the weekend.
This is the game of the weekend for me. Because Kansas City's 5-0, they've been the best team in the league. That stadium is maybe the toughest stadium to play in.
Yeah,
it is crazy. Arrowhead is crazy.
Yeah,
and Roethlisberger, though, this is not his first rodeo. He's been there before. He's been in a tough position before. But even if he plays well, and I expect him to play better than he did a week ago, I don't think they're going to beat the Chiefs. But I'm not going to go 15%.
I didn't give you a number. I'm going to say 61.
61%? See, I'm going to be somewhere in the middle. I'll say 40%.
Okay.
I mean, the Steelers still have talent. They're 3-2. They're fighting for that position atop the AFC North. But the Chiefs have been really good, and the Chiefs are at home. 40% Big Ben redeems himself, and the Steelers win.
The New Jersey Devils will finish within 5 points of a playoff spot.
Who knows? Maybe Jerry's hometown team will make it to the postseason. I'll take that son of a bitch, Ray Shiro, for cocktails if they make it.
So Jerry suggesting maybe the Devils make it, but at the very least, if they miss, they will miss by only 5 points or less.
Ooh.
65%.
Ooh.
I think there's some teams in the East that are taking turkey dumps big time. And maybe, like, you look at the, I don't think the Rangers are going to make the playoffs this year.
For they don't look good.
I didn't have them making the playoffs.
The Rangers?
Personally, no.
So it's like somebody goes out, somebody's got to go in. Maybe it can be Jersey. 65% that Jerry goes out with that son of a gun, Ray Shiro, for cocktails.
8%. They're not.
You got to remember, within 5 points. So that means basically if they get to 87 points, 88 points. Let's say the second wild card is 93 points.
I understand that.
Can they get to 87?
They can. Corey Schneider's a great goaltender. They've got some good young skill. But I think the league has a little market correction. Bobby Mack, I think, said it best yesterday. He doesn't start to really look at teams until 2 weeks in, 4 weeks in, 6 weeks in. Because there are some, Vegas going to be, eventually?
No, they'll come back to Earth.
Dust will settle. That team, young players, they'll have some bumps in the road. Just like some of, the Leafs. The Leafs made it on, the last day of the season last year?
Mm-hmm.
And they had an amazing season.
Everything broke their way. But exactly. Every year there is a surprise. And I don't know if that's going to be Jersey.
Flames, a couple years ago, Colorado.
The Leafs, like Columbus. The Leafs. It happens every year.
As much as I like Jersey and the direction they're headed, I don't think they're a playoff team, and I'm not sure five points.
Yeah, I'm not that sure either. Again, I'm going to be stuck in the middle, which means it's impossible for me to win, but I'm going to take this seriously because I have to give them credit considering they have Schneider. They've got a lot of kids, yes. Right? Like Nico Hischier, we're focused on him. Pavel Zacha is playing, though. That's a former top 10 pick from a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That kid we were talking about earlier in the hour, what's his name, Jesper Pratt or something like that. I don't even know who this guy is or where he came from. But he's off to a great start. But I'm going to give them the chance to stick in it, but not that much. A lot like Pittsburgh in Kansas City. I'll say 40%. I'll give them a 40% shot.
Not one Dallas Cowboy will kneel or raise a fist during the next game's national anthem. If they do, Gary Jones will lose his mind. That son of a bitch is friends with Trumpster.
Gary Jones. I like that.
Jerry Bettman just called Jerry Jones Gary Jones.
They have a bye this week, so it won't be this week. But we heard what Gary Jones had to say the other day, that none of his players are going to do it. If they do, they will not play.
Did that include the fist pump?
Well, I kind of got the impression like it was anything. You stand there and you don't do anything.
Yeah.
That was my impression. I'm going to be pretty high on this because Jerry's saying it won't happen, and I think Gary Jones probably knows it won't happen.
Internally, they've had a chat.
I'll say 80%. 80% players won't do anything when they come back for the next national anthem.
I'm saying, I don't know. It's like I can't go a full hundo. I'll go 95.
I'll go 71. I think there's a
because there's I don't think he would make that statement unless he talked to the players.
I know, but I also think there's somebody that could raise an arm, which isn't kneeling, but it's still showing solidarity.
I don't know how Gary Jones would react.
I think you're going to find somebody who wants to circumvent that rule.
You might be right. I mean, again, we're going to be focused on what happens before the game even starts.
Yeah, it is.
When the Cowboys return.
James Van Riemsdyk will eventually sign a contract with a cap hit over $6 million.
All right, so Jerry didn't say it was going to be here, but he said at some point, obviously over the next year, he's going to sign a deal that has a cap hit of at least $6 million.
I'm going to go with our insiders. I think they said yesterday that he really likes it here.
Yeah.
I'm saying he's going to take a haircut to stay.
So what's your percentage?
15.
I'm not convinced.
If you guys haven't caught on, like that's my low percent.
15%, that's as low as it goes. I'm not convinced the Leafs, I think the Leafs would want him. Why would you not want Van Riemsdyk? You're familiar with him. He's been around here for a while. He can produce. Yep. He's big. Exactly. He can skate. But at some point, you realize you've got to pay other players. Correct. Like even if he wants to stay, a haircut, that doesn't mean he's taking $2
million. No.
Like a haircut would probably be $4-5 million, something like that.
A haircut might be what he makes right now.
That's what I was
4.25.
Yeah, it's probably in that same neighborhood.
Yeah, but even that $6 million is a lot of money. Like it's a generally speaking, the younger guys get $6 million.
But Brian, if you were making that kind of cake, like you can blow money, but don't you get to a point where it's like I just want to be happy and I can live off 4.25? And
you would think, but you got your agent in your ear. You've got different opportunities, your family, you're thinking about a lot of different things.
I think when you're in that position, all it takes is one team to be a little bit stupid and you can hit a payday. So you got to at least explore it.
Absolutely. I'll say 51%. I'll go in the majority. If he scores 30, I think a team will offer him $6 million a year somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of whether or not he takes it.
I'm going to say it's a very low number because I think that there's a chance that he signs a long-term deal here and with an exit clause that, you know, even if he signs an 8-year deal at $5 million a year,
you know,
they can move him 3 years in or 4 years in. So I'm going to say I'm going to go 6%.
Wow. You know what team that might sniff around? The team that's down there tonight. Jersey guy, put some people in the building maybe, score you 25-30 goals.
For me, I think six isn't not achievable for JVR. I just believe where he's at in his career, he's going to look at trying to win instead of cashing in because I think there's a bridge between both of them.
Jerry's always been conflicted when it comes down to John Farrell. On one hand, I hate Canada, so I love what that son of a did to the Blue Jays. But on the other hand, as a New Yorker, I hate him for being a Red Sox. But no emotion in this hot take. Jerry's all business. John Farrell will get another manager job in the big leagues within the next 2 years. That son of a bitch finished last a bunch of times. Shouldn't be a whole lot of interest, I wouldn't think.
He just contradicted himself. He said it's going to happen, but then he said, I wouldn't think there would be a lot
at the last second, Jerry thought, this guy finished last a bunch of times.
He did, but he also won a World Series his first year. They've been in the playoffs the past couple of years.
I'm going to say 85% he is employed within 2 years. It's just too high profile of a gig for a manager.
I agree.
People will say, oh, he managed the Red Sox. So it's appeal for somehow,
and had
some
success.
Reason, it's got appeal to other people.
He won a World Series.
Won a World Series.
Won a World Series. You win a World Series, you're getting a job somewhere else at some point. I'm pretty high on this. I'll say 90%.
I'm saying 99% he gets a job.
We're all up in the upper echelon.
People want a piece of a winner. He's been a winner.
And listen, this year was kind of a disaster, a soap opera kind of vibe, but they still won the division.
And all this, like, they
still won the
division.
You know, like, I'm not the biggest John Farrell fan in the world, but he's got a ring. You got to give him that.
Exactly.
Alex Ovechkin will score 50 goals this season. All for the Caps, because I took care of the Russian national team. No Olympics for you, you son of a Jovi.
What's with this guy? I mean, it's SOB this, SOB that.
He does it every week.
It's getting annoying.
Okay, no more.
Well, he thinks Ovi's hitting 50.
75%? Dude, my goal used to be to get to 10 or 15 to Christmas. This guy got to 7 in 2 periods.
I know.
Yeah.
He's on fire. And you know he can. You know he was getting 30, 35 anyway.
I'm very high on this. I've just got a feeling like there's a lot of people that wrote this guy off. And
but let's be honest, his play down the stretch was not great. He was not impressive
not
in the playoffs.
He
was not.
He didn't earn this, but he's still, again, for my mind, we're dealing with could be the greatest goal scorer of all time.
Right. Relatively speaking, when you compare generations, he's unbelievable.
And if this guy was Canadian, there'd be streets named after him already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at 82%. High. Like, very high. And I think I'm stretching a bit, but I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt because of the start.
Well, think about it. You're asking for 43 over 80. Can
still
he do 43 over 80?
Well,
he can. I mean, in his prime.
Over 79.
Over 79. Think, yeah, they played 3 games.
Yeah.
So, 43 over 79.
It's a lot.
In his prime, he could do that, no problem.
Still a stretch, though.
That's why, like, 50, over the past couple of years, has just, it's a different level now. I'm not convinced he gets there. Now I feel great about him hitting 40. I think he'll hit 40, 45, but 50 is a different level. You have to avoid any slump.
Yeah.
Although 7 in 2 games is kind of a slump buster. You can almost bank that for when you do have issues. But I'm going to go low on this. I'm going to say 25%. 25%. There you have it. Jerry's Percentages, brought to you by our friends at Best Portuguese Chicken, 942 down on the Queensway.
He's going to come in hot. He emailed me back next week. There will be a series of F-bombs.
Okay, that'll work. Whatever. Just tell him to mix up his game a little bit. Darren Dreger in studio, Steve Phillips on the MLB playoffs, and what's going to happen with John Farrell in the future. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050. Don't forget, Overdrive's looking to honor some grit-grinding beer leaguers. Get on Twitter and send us your tweets at TSN 1050 Radio. Send us your best beer league team name using the hashtag Beer League Contest. Hashtag Beer League Contest at TSN 1050 Radio. And you'll be entered to win back your league registration fees. A winner will be announced every Friday, brought to you by the ASHL. Play with the largest rec hockey league in the world. For more details, go to tsn1050.ca. Steve Phillips coming up on John Farrell getting the axe down in Boston. We'll talk about how people in Toronto are responding to Farrell losing his gig. Steven Strasburg decided it was okay for him to pitch. Yesterday, he told the team, under the weather, can't go. Peer pressure got to him. And he decided, I can go, and currently
the craziest thing, dude, I've ever heard, for him to say, I don't feel well right now, so I'm not pitching tomorrow.
It is weird.
I would go right to the owner's office and say, we have to do everything we can after this season to get this guy off our team.
All right, we'll see what Steve Phillips has to say about that. And Dreger in studio, we're teeing up the Leaf game tonight. Leafs-Devils down at the ACC.
The broadcasting comparable to that is if the star of the show, the host, misses a massive day when trades are happening, just like you did.
You call me Steven Strasburg? Okay.
You're Verbata, you're Strasburg, you're all of it.
Do I get the 175 sheets? Because
yeah,
I'll take
exactly.
It. Final hour up next. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050.